Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hey everyone, so this week we have Casey here with us. Hi Casey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being a guest. First of all, where are we talking to you from?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, you United States.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
How about yourself?
I'm London, UK.
That's a bucket list of mine. I definitely want to visit there. I like how all the rich history and how there's people from like all different walks of life there. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
What's your relationship with Turner Syndrome?
I was diagnosed at birth, so I've known like my whole life. As far as most of it, I would say there are some, a lot of physical stuff that are parts of who I am that kind of go along with that. It's a little bit harder to say, like with the personality traits, it's a little bit harder to say. But as I listen to like, as I've been like in the group and I hear people like talk about their experiences and like how they go about, it makes you think, you know, there might be some personality things along with it, I think. And in some cases.
That's interesting. Cause it is really tricky, isn't it? Especially like you said, with the non-physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
So being diagnosed at birth, I assume you had growth hormone.
Yes, I took shots from, I took shots. I don't even remember how young I was when I started. So it must have been pretty young. And then I think I stopped maybe like at my teens. I think my teens was when they said, you know, you're going to go, you've gone as far as you're going to go. So we stopped doing that. That was a pretty exciting day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? When you don't have to inject yourself every day.
Yeah, my parents were great. They always did that and kept on that.
Yeah, that's true. My parents always did it for me as well. It wasn't until the last month, or maybe even the last couple of weeks, of ever taken growth hormone, I'd started.
I didn't even really think about that, but yeah, I don't think I ever. I think my parents always did it. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, well, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing, especially if you have the growth hormone that doesn't have this seal around the needle, and you can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The height, I don't think about as much. Mm. I don't know if it's a Turner's thing or like a genetics thing. Mm. I would need a little bit more feminine figure, but I don't know if that's a Turner thing, but it'd be cool.
What's your most challenging aspect of Turner's?
I would say it's kind of, I would say like the physical things I don't think about too much, except like when I'm trying to buy pants. But I would say it's more the personal, like the personality things. And it's hard to say, you know, you're not really sure if it's a Turner's thing or maybe it's something else. You know, the more I hear, you know, other girls talking about it, you know, it makes me think, you know, there could be some personality things that go along with it. And I think that probably has influenced me more than anything, just because I do things differently than maybe other people. And like I'm not as detail oriented, maybe. So like things like cooking are maybe a little bit off, but you know, they're maybe a little bit different in the way that I do things. In the way that I interact, I can be a little bit shy. And a little bit anxious, maybe.
What's your most positive experience of tennis or aspect?
The most positive thing that it's given me is I think I like that I see things differently. I like that I see things differently and find it kind of forces me to find new ways to do things, which and kind of be creative, which I like. Which I like that part of it.
That's an interesting and good answer. I like that. So in Arizona, do they have a Turner Syndrome Support Society?
Yes, I believe they do. I went when I was a kid, I went once or twice. And I'm kind of a homebody, for the most part. And sometimes I'm a little shy, like I said. So, I didn't really do like the face-to-face stuff that they have. And this is years ago, but I'm pretty sure. I know Phoenix is a pretty big city, so I'm sure they have something like that. In fact, it's funny because I had met somebody in real life I'm assuming she was in there because she had Turner syndrome or has a child that has Turner syndrome. So that was interesting. And I didn't know it at the time, like when I met her. I didn't know it at that time. But most of my interaction within the community has been with the group, which has been a great resource because, you know, we talk about things, especially boys. I feel like a lot of the questions I ask are about boys and dating and that kind of stuff. And so we'll talk about and I'll kind of ask, you know, as a sounding board, like, what do you guys think? What should I do? He hasn't texted me back. Should I text him back? Something like that.
It's nice to get a second opinion that knows about Turner's, especially, like you said, in the context of relationships, if it's like, when should I bring it up kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, and exactly.
That's a great place to have a conversation like that.
And all the women on there, mostly, I know it's mostly women, all the people on there are really great and very, very kind and patient.
Oh, good. What's your most important message on Turner's, would you say?
I think my most important message would be just talk to other people who are living with it as well, and talk to them about their experiences. I think it really helps. I think it really helps you to kind of gain some confidence and kind of learn where some of and of course, you know, we're all different, but there may be you know, some things that you'll learn about yourself, and you'll like, oh, that's why I do that this way, or something like that. And I think it can really, really help. So I think it's a great resource. And, cool. And like the more practical stuff, like help, like with actual physical health, it's always good to, you know, have, you know, them for a sounding board too, and share information.
Yeah, it is good to have that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
Let's see. No, nothing coming here to me at the moment. I again, like I said, I'm really grateful that I ended up joining that group, and I met some really, really cool people through it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Well, Casey, thank you so much for your time today, and everyone listening, I'll see you next week.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about tennis, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.